Brooklyn's Radio News Review for Friday the 17th of March. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and with me on the line is Oliver Florence, editor of the Surrey Advertiser, to have a look at this week's local news in Surrey. And first, a look at this week's headlines. Blue badge holders, parking fees to go ahead at hospitals. There's improvements for the A3 pledged in Guildford, and also MNS boost for Victoria Square plans in Woking. All these stories and more. So I'm joined by Oliver. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Graham. How are you today?
Very well. And you?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
All right. Well, shall we start with this very controversial issue over charging blue badge holders to park at hospitals?
Yeah, as you say, quite a controversial issue. This refers to Ashford and St Peter's hospitals and the fact that blue badge holders, disabled drivers, will have to pay to park in the future. Some controversy around it. This was actually first proposed about 3 years ago now, charging blue badge holders to park. But there was a petition of around 700 people back then, and the hospitals decided to U-turn on that proposal. But now it would seem it was back, and it's the same old story that we often hear, challenging financial situation that the hospital is in, and they feel that they really need to raise more money from parking to protect their clinical services.
Right, okay, so, but I guess quite a few people use their blue badges.
They do, yeah. They do make the point that charges will only apply to those people who do not meet affordability criteria for free parking. So there will be some free parking still. And they're also going to try and improve the facilities at the same time they bring in this measure. So improve communication, easier access to reclaiming parking costs, and just doing a few things to improve access into the car parks. But yeah, as you say, quite a lot of people this will affect all over North Surrey. A lot of readers will be driving to these hospitals, not just for themselves, but to drop off elderly and disabled relatives. So it will have quite a large impact.
Indeed, indeed. Now, turning to road improvements this time and the A3.
Yeah, better news really. This is the A3 in Guildford. Funding was announced this week, £4 million to improve the A3 going through the town. So two schemes have been announced. They're looking to improve access on the northbound slip roads by the University of Surrey, and also the southbound where you come off at the Stoke Crossroads. Both of them are huge bottlenecks, not just around rush hour, but any time of the day, really. There's always a lot of traffic in Guildford, as I'm sure a lot of listeners will know. So we've got a few comments from the council, who are obviously delighted that these schemes have been given the green light to address congestion, which is, of course, one of the major problems in Guildford.
Yeah, are they giving any timescale for the work at all?
Yeah, they hope to have the work done by the spring of 2020. The Transport Secretary said this week, Chris Grayling, of course, one of our Surrey MPs. Guildford Council, they also say this is obviously a first step towards alleviating congestion, but they'd like to push ahead with their long-term plans to have a tunnel under the town centre, put the major road in a tunnel so all the traffic won't have to go through the town. But I think that's probably even longer term than 2020.
It would take a long time to get that agreed, I would think, and even longer to get it built.
Yeah, certainly. It'd be a huge project, wouldn't it? Not just to get the funding, but to get built. I certainly wouldn't know where to start if I was on the tunnel under the town.
Yeah. Mind you, they're used to tunnelling these days. The A3 was done at Hindhead, wasn't it? And in London, the Crossrail project at the moment.
Yeah, the Hindhead Tunnel has seemed to be relatively successful in terms of taking the traffic away from bottlenecks around there. So, yeah. Yeah, the technology obviously does exist nowadays.
It's just the price tag, probably. Anyway, exactly. Let's move on now. And food festivals and screenings suggested for a pop-up village.
Yeah, staying in Guildford, a lot of people might have heard of the pop-up village, although it did have quite an underwhelming response when it opened last year and was eventually shut down after just a couple of months of trading. It was on land near the bus station. It was kind of a temporary stopgap measure before more permanent developments in the town. They invited various traders and stalls to set up there with a view to trading towards Christmas, really. As I say, it was shut down after a couple of months. Nobody really really took to it. There wasn't much footfall, not much business was done there. And so this week, the council have got together to try and come up with some ideas to improve it, with a view to maybe reopening it later in this year. So just to highlight a few things that they thought they could possibly do, maybe bring in an ice rink at Christmas to attract people, hold food festivals, have a large screen TV to show films and sports. So just really looking for things to attract people to the centre.
Indeed, yes. I mean, it does look a little bit derelict around parts of that at the moment, doesn't it? As awaiting the redevelopment.
There's a lot of talk about the redevelopment. There's several plans underway. There's plans to possibly move the bus station, which is near where the pop-up village was. So that area of town really does need something to do with it. And it was a good initiative from the council, but they've kind of admitted now that possibly mistakes were made initially in terms of marketing and things like that. So they've gone away and had another think about it. And hopefully they'll reopen it sometime this year.
Right, OK. Well, we move from Guildford through to Woking and the redevelopment going on there, with M&S now being committed to Victoria Square development.
Yeah, exciting news for Woking and people outside Woking. It's obviously a major shopping centre people will travel to. M&S have now signed a lease for the Victoria Square site. So in 3 years' time, there should be a new M&S in Surrey. So hopefully that will be in place by 2020. There's obviously a lot of other exciting plans for Woking. I think a hotel will be opening up as well as part of the development. So we just take a kind of look at in the round about what's happening in Woking. We've also reporting this week on plans from the council to increase car parking capacity in the town centre. So Heathside Crescent car park and the Victoria Way car park as well. There are plans to bring in new levels there to bring in more spaces. So obviously this is going to be needed if it's going to become a more popular shopping destination.
Yes, indeed. And of course, we've got an awful lot of roadworks going on in Woking at the moment too, for the new road layout in preparation for the redevelopment there.
Yeah, there's always something going on, isn't there, in the town centre? Yes. There's always some sort of development.
Indeed. Now, 1 year on and a fresh appeal for a murder inquiry.
Yeah, this week, it feels hard to believe in some ways. It marked 12 months since the awful murder in West Molesey of Robin Mercer. I'm sure lots of people remember her body was found outside her West Molesey home in Walton Road on the 14th of March last year. There's obviously been a huge operation from Surrey Police since. So there's been a fresh appeal 12 months on, and we've kind of looked back on what they've been doing. Just to highlight a few things, they say 1,800 items have been seized as part of the investigation. They've made nearly 6,500 house-to-house calls over the last year. And 1,500 hours of CCTV have been viewed, but they still seem no closer to catching who carried out this awful crime.
Indeed, I'm sure the police, if anybody has got any information, do get in touch with them. 101. Yeah. Now, self-employed, welcome the tax change of heart. This is our local MP, isn't it, for Runnymede and Woking, and Weybridge, rather?
He's been getting a bit of flack this week, hasn't he, Philip Hammond? He was criticised last week for bringing in this proposal in his first spring budget, raising national insurance contributions to self-employed. He got a lot of criticism in the press and from business leaders. And this week he seems to be criticised again for the U-turn from the Conservatives. That they've thought again on this budget proposal. So we have a few comments from local business people and tax experts. They were quite surprised that he introduced the plans in the first place, and they welcome the fact that they're going to revisit them and think again. But it'll be interesting to see how this affects his career. He's obviously at an all-time high, really, when he was appointed Chancellor, one of our local MPs doing really well, and he seems to be getting a lot of the blame for what's happened. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out.
Indeed. But I don't know, all recent budgets in recent years have all had their controversy and U-turns, haven't they?
They have, exactly. And there's seemingly always been quite a bit of tension between the Chancellor and the Prime Minister particularly maybe going back further with Gordon Brown and Tony Blair. So there's always a little bit of tension at the top. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the future.
Indeed, indeed. Watch this space. Well, thank you very much indeed for taking us through the news today, Oliver. And
no,
we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Graham.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Oliver Florence. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.